Welcome to the Raging Rhino Podcast. This is podcast number 169. My name is John. Roam if you want to. Roam around the world. I was on the Twitter not too long ago, and I ran across a post from @JordanSchachtel. Asking for the most overrated city in America. Well, this got me thinking of which city I have visited that I would consider the most overrated. And that part was easy. But then I decided to rank them and turn them into a podcast. But then I decided to do every place that I visited and rank them. And then I decided that that was way too broad. So I split it into 5 different categories. This is the 4th of the lists. Everything outside the United States. Now, first off, for me, the most overrated, of course, means the biggest distance between the hype an area receives versus my personal experiences. Second, as I prefer to do, I go from worst to best. So I'll get my most overrated out of the way immediately, and this one was a very easy choice. Bottom tier, the worst and overrated. Mexico City. Okay, this one is really only here because I didn't have anything else to put in this category. And we were only in the city for one night. However, the nightmare traffic and by far the worst hotel room I have ever had the displeasure of staying in made it a really bad time. I mean, we were there because we had to stay overnight on a return flight from where we were vacationing. So we had to stay the night in Mexico City. I didn't get to sleep that night because the bed was so horrible. That's why this is at the bottom of the list. Sorry, Mexico City. Blame the Holiday Inn Airport. Next tier. It's been a while. These are places that I visited quite some time ago, and I would possibly want to revisit if I get the chance. Mazatlan. I like this place even though a lot of it was overrun by chain restaurants. I mean, the closest restaurant to our hotel was Applebee's. Ugh. The local places had questionable cleanness, but the beaches were great, and the prices and service were excellent. And we even took in a baseball game with the local team, Mazatlan Veranos. Next up, Ixtapa and Zihuatanejo. These are twin little towns on the Pacific side of Mexico. This is one of our first big anniversary vacations. And here's what I remember about it. The beaches were really nice. Sunsets were spectacular. Some of the locals got a little pushy with their attempts to sell us timeshares. It was really annoying. I was in a bar in Ixtapa the night of the infamous Bartman game. One night in our hotel room, Shawshank Redemption was playing, which, if you'll remember the movie, Zihuatanejo played a very important role. We always meant to go back, but we never have. Maybe one day we will, just to see how much things have changed. Toronto, Niagara by the Lake, and Niagara Falls. This is one of the few places that I've been to without Gina. This was a weekend trip meant to mix business and pleasure. It was sponsored by a hotel to show off their facilities. I didn't get to spend a lot of time in the city itself, because the first night I was there, we went to a Toronto Raptors game. And the next day, the one full day we had, was spent driving out to Niagara-by-the-Lake and Niagara Falls. Niagara-on-the-Lake is a nice little town north of the falls with a cute little historic district. And the falls themselves were, of course, amazing. And that alone is well worth a return visit. I got some of my favorite photographs there. I do regret not buying a discounted Toronto Maple Leafs throwback jersey when I was there. But other than that, it was a nice little weekend getaway. Progresso. This was way back on our honeymoon, a quarter of a century ago. And they were still building their dock there. And the cruise ship that we were on was one of the few small enough to stop there. I don't know what it's like now, but back then it was a very rustic little beachside village with a nice hole-in-the-wall restaurant and bar, a marketplace, oh, right where the tourists have to walk through, imagine that, and a beach that had not been picked of its shells. There were so many shells on that beach. When the waves came in, the noise of the crash of the wave was accompanied by the shells clanking against each other. It sounded like waves and wind chimes. And I seriously doubt it's still like that after 25 years of tourists. The next year, I'm glad I got to see it. Maybe if the opportunity arises, we'll return, but I'm not actively seeking it out. Bahamas. We stopped at the Bahamas twice during cruises, and maybe that's kept us from seeing some of the better parts of it. It's nice, but I've seen a lot better beaches in other parts of the Caribbean. Atlantis Resort is massive, but it's well worth a little time to tour. Next up, Vancouver, Sea to Sky Highway, and Whistler. Vancouver itself is a nice town with really the best sushi I've had. But I honestly don't remember too much about the city itself. Stanley Park was our favorite part, and we probably would have been able to explore it more if it wasn't for all the rain. The highlight of the trip for me was the drive along the Sea to Sky Highway up to Whistler. We didn't spend much time in Whistler itself because we took so much time at our other stops along the way. By the time we got up to Whistler, it was almost time to head back. The highway has gorgeous mountain views and plenty of little areas to stop to just take in the majesty of it all. Shannon Falls is a popular stop along the way. It's pretty, and it's next to a town where you can stop for snacks. But the best stop for me was Brandywine Falls, just south of Whistler. You have to walk a little bit to get there, not too far, but it is, oh, so worth it. Next, Jamaica. We were there once on a cruise stop and once at an all-inclusive resort. It is beautiful. The beaches were great. The food was great. I got to listen to the song Montego Bay while in Montego Bay. Bucket list item. The only thing that keeps Jamaica from the ready-to-go-back category is the bad reputation. As a tourist, you will be warned not to stray away from your cruise or your resort, as it can be dangerous, even deadly. We did just that on our cruise. We walked across the street from the gated private beach party to check out a market. 50 feet away! How bad could it be? Gina and I got separated, and we were each cornered by very pushy and intimidating salesmen. Mine even offered to sell me drugs, which, if you know anything about Jamaica, you do not do that or you will get into some serious trouble. I was uncomfortable, but I worked my way back to Gina, who was a little scared, and we hurried back to our private beach. All I'm really trying to say here is just be careful. But that's good advice no matter where you go. And finally, the top tier, ready to go back. These three foreign destinations, I definitely want to see again. Cozumel. We visited Cozumel twice on cruises. The first on our honeymoon, where we spent a few hours at Chunkaná Park to snorkel a little bit and chill out on the beach. The second time, we went to the mainland on a tour of the Mayan ruins at Tulum. This was on our 10th anniversary. I had lost my job due to the economic disaster. We only went on the trip because we found an amazing last-minute deal that was well below our budget. The day at the ruins is one of, if not the most special day of my life. Gina and I were so grateful to be in such a beautiful place, despite all the setbacks, despite all the frustration. We found a quiet little place near a cliff overlooking the ocean, and we read little renewal vows that we had written for each other. It was a perfect day. And that's why I will always want to go back there. Dominican Republic. The green flash is a phenomenon usually found in tropical climates, where the tip of the sun appears to be a shade of green just as it rises above the horizon at sunrise or just prior to disappearing below the horizon at sunset. Some people think it's just a trick of the eyes, but I saw it one morning on the beach in the Dominican Republic. Bucket list item. The resort we stayed at was excellent. Drinks flowed, karaoke was sung. The beach was beautiful and relaxing. Even the excursion we took around the island with other couples, each assigned their own Mini Cooper to drive, each car painted like a billiard ball, and we got the 8-ball, was a delightful tour. Yeah, I would definitely go back again, even though Dominican Republic has gotten a bad reputation in recent years, even though it's nowhere near as bad as Jamaica. And number one on the list, Georgetown and 7 Mile Beach. Easily the most beautiful beach I have ever seen. You could walk out into the water up to your neck, look down, and still see your feet crystal clear. The only problem was we only had a few hours before having to go back to the cruise ship. Georgetown was touristy, but it had its own unique flair. My only regret is not buying a bottle of the local rum called Big Black Dick. Because, hey, who doesn't love having Big Black Dick in your mouth? This is the one place that Gina and I most want to return to in all of our travels, and the one we talk about as we have to get back just hasn't happened yet. But maybe one day. I noticed on this list that every place I want to return to is tropical, but there's a reason for that. Every vacation we've had outside the United States has either been to Canada or somewhere tropical. Maybe if we go to Europe or Australia, that'll change. In the meantime, I hope to add a new island location to this list for our upcoming 25th anniversary. But we're having trouble with that. So, crossing our fingers, maybe I'll have some good news later on. In the meantime, this is the Raging Rhino Podcast. You'll hear from me again.